Hello, hello, bonjour. Hello, hello, yeah. Hello, hello, ooh. Hello, hello, wee. Hello, hello, go, 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 hello, hello, go, hello, hello, go.
Oh, she's showing it off, and she's shaking that thing. And she's shaking that thing. And she's shaking that thing.
It looks like I'm wearing underwear because I went for the... Because I went to Lululemon. And I thought I was getting a size 2 pant, which is my size. It turns out it's a 0. So...
Goals.
They riding up. They riding up. No, it's, yeah. It's not goals. It's just my body.
Oh.
But... something on?
No.
Is the stove on?
I don't think so. I didn't turn it on.
I was cooking a steak right before this.
Oh. Did you already eat it?
Yep.
Oh. So maybe. That's what it is.
So hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody. We're back. We're so excited. I'm feeling very good today. Check in. How is Kyle feeling?
Check in. I got that summertime sadness.
Actually,
I can't escape it. It just happens.
Oh, we're starting off on a high note.
We are talking anxiety. We're talking
today.
We're talking whatever. It's kind of just constant.
Whoa.
It's okay.
I'm so sorry.
It's my own. It's in
What's
here.
It like being a pussy?
It's tough.
I've never experienced any of that bullshit. Because it's not fucking real.
It's because you're on your damn lion's mane.
Because it's not fucking real. Okay, it's that time of the show, everybody. Lion's mane time.
Segment.
I love
Take
people
lion's
that
mane.
Maybe don't know us just tuning in right now. There's a comment actually that was like, where it was me saying from the last episode, well, you know what this podcast is all about. And then someone was like, no, actually I don't. And that's why I love it.
That's good. Someone sent me a message and they said, hey, I was just listening to podcasts. I listen to podcasts a lot. I was listening on Spotify to something. And then randomly episode 1 of this came on and I started listening and now I'm like cranking through all of them. And wow. I hadn't heard of you guys before ever. I never saw your lore
My
on pills. Social media.
My pills.
And I thought, damn, how weird would it be to listen to episode 1 having never heard of us before? Because...
But that's
we're
going
to have to do like a go back and like listen to clips from episode 1. Because boy, were we...
Very, very much like the lore.
Shit.
I find our podcast is like, you got to just... If you get it, you get it. You just got to listen to all the episodes to get it.
Yeah.
But also, maybe it's a one-off.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. I'm feeling good today.
Should we do it again? And I'm feeling
no,
good.
No, no.
Check this out.
I'm going to assume this episode's going to, like, I'm assuming no, this is a new listener. So if you're one, if someone is new here, please let it be known.
I got to say this too.
Okay.
I still feel good. I feel healthy.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Your nails look good.
I feel.
We got manicures.
I feel good, but it is, I still, you know. It's a constant thing unless I start taking this lion's mane, which also to bounce back to you calling me a pussy and whatever.
But just for the people that don't speak fluent sarcasm.
Yeah.
That was sarcasm.
Okay.
And I also struggle with those things.
But just to re-reference that also for me taking this lion's mane that I'm about to take right now, something that you guys can all learn about me right now in this moment is that I can't swallow pills without chewing up some food first and then putting it in the food in my mouth and then swallowing it.
Like a, so, little, like a little bird?
Like a banana.
Do you need me to be like a mommy bird and go...
No, you don't have to chew up the pills.
Open up, big boy.
No, you don't have to do that. You don't have to chew up the pills. But I can't... I don't know. Something happened at some point in my life.
And you
something
can't.
Traumatic. I don't know what it was.
I feel like you'd remember.
But I can't. Well, I could tell a story that I think it maybe comes from, but it involves me being concussed and throwing up all over a hospital room. So.
Hey, we have time. I'm the people behind their laptops right now. We've got time.
Well, the story is pretty, it's about as simple as that. How did you fall? I was on a tube, inner tube on the back of a boat, you know, tubing. Hit a nice big wave. My friend and I bonked heads in the air. I passed out in the water. Later that night, my parents were like, oh, he might have like a concussion. So we went to the hospital.
Wait. When did you come?
Oh.
To be?
In the water. I don't know if I actually passed out, but like everything went black. And I heard beep. I thought I died. I was like, oh shit, I'm dead. And then I was not dead, but I had a crazy headache spinning in circles is what it felt like. Spend the rest of the day hanging out on the boat with everybody. Still, I wasn't feeling good at all. Mm-hmm. I was like, there's something seriously wrong with me, but I'm hanging out. I was also young. And then we pack up, we go home, and at home, my mom's like, I don't think he's all that okay. So we go to the hospital. Eric. And so we go to the hospital. They're like, yep, he's got a concussion. They give me some medication. I try to take the medication and swallow it and throw up all over a hospital room. Maybe that's why I can't swallow pills.
Were the doctors like, whoa, that's embarrassing?
Yeah, they were.
Were they like, what, dude? Is this kid a bok, 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 bok chicken?
They sent me to a different hospital. So anyway,
they sent you to a different hospital?
No, they didn't.
Oh.
So I'm going to chew up some banana. I'm going to put the lion's mane in my mouth, and then I'm going to swallow them. Those are huge pills. I actually don't even know if I can do that.
What?
Yeah.
No.
I swear.
How big are yours? Because these are my lion's mane.
Yeah, they might be the same size. This is like antibiotics size.
Carity, watch this.
We're going to try this. Well, you have to keep talking while I try this to eat it.
This is audio listeners only. Kyle has just taken a bite of a banana. Oh, two really big bites. Okay. And now he is chewing that. And now he is showing off the pill. And he's putting it in his mouth. You have to chew it. And now he's hiding it.
First one's down.
And I put the second one in his mouth. Chewing, hiding it in.
Done. I'm done.
Carity, this is how an adult does it.
What I have to do is trick my brain into thinking.
Number one?
It's not a pill. God, I can't believe that. Done. Down.
Yep.
That's crazy to me.
Are there any?
This is what's messed up about that. This is what's messed up about that.
Down the hatch, the lion's mane.
A pill like that.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got a mouthful of banana. A pill like that is essentially plastic on the outside. If you think
about
it.
That's so true. I didn't think about that till right now.
So you're telling me that you could just pop in a piece of plastic that big and just swallow it and your body and your brain wouldn't be like, don't do that.
Wait, that kind of has fucked me up now.
I'm sorry.
So I can theoretically like swallow a Lego piece all in one.
You know, I was going to make that exact reference. I was going to exactly make the reference of a Lego piece.
Well, yeah, because it's similar in size.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Now I'm going, am I doing it wrong? Should I have opened the pill or am I swallowing?
No. You're supposed to swallow it like that. Because it's not actually, well, I actually don't know what it is, but it dissolves in your tummy.
It does. Okay. Great. So yes, I went to Lululemon this weekend, everybody. I went to Lululemon this weekend but it wasn't just any Lululemon. It was a Lululemon in Cincinnati. I went to Cincinnati, Ohio this weekend. It was the best 3 days of my life.
Really?
It was actually so fun.
Mm-hmm.
We visited Kyle's.
Yes, we went and we saw my family.
Family.
We went and we ate food.
We ate so much food.
It's what you do. It's Porkopolis, baby.
So much food.
It's a food city.
You have a pool. That was awesome.
Yep.
Dad's got a convertible.
Yep.
Took a ride.
Yep.
Went to the casino. Shouldn't have.
Yep.
I'm tired of them.
Yep. went to Skyline Chili.
Oh. Yeah, I went to Skyline Chili. Okay, that's ding, ding, ding. It's the Veronica Skyline Chili review.
Ding, ding, ding.
I thought it was wet.
She didn't like it.
No, I didn't. Okay, it's one of those things where you go.
You didn't like it.
No,
it's
no,
fine.
No, no.
It's fine.
Can you stop putting shit in my mouth?
Continue.
So, it's not that. It's like one of those foods you like have to, you know, when you're intrigued by a food, you're like, do I like this? So you like, I left being like, I want to try that again. And even like today, I'm like, I would try that again, but I am unclear on whether I like it or not. It is edible.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely edible.
It is, like I'm like hungry and would eat it. And I did. I didn't eat the whole thing, but it was like definitely more edible than I thought it would be. Hmm. But I will say my stomach was bloated later that night.
Mm-hmm.
Hard shell.
Mm-hmm. See, that's where I give you the pass a little bit. I know how food can affect you. However,
yeah.
I would say that every other friend of mine that has gone and had Skyline, they leave and they're like, I have never tasted anything like that and I need more of it.
Okay, I hear that. And I'm hearing that. I liked it with the hot sauce. It's very cinnamony.
Mm-hmm. Which is also weird.
Also for, you know, assuming this is all new listeners here.
Hi, Skyline, new listeners.
Hi, new listeners. Skyline Chili is, what I got was called a three-way, which is spaghetti on the bottom, beef chili mm-hmm. on the top or middle,
mm-hmm.
shredded American cheese.
Cheddar
cheese on the top, like a lot. And you have to, the Skyline way mm-hmm. is you put it on the plate.
Yep.
Flatten it out.
Yep.
It's not like, I thought it was like a mixer. No, you flatten.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more of a...
You cut.
Cut.
It's not a twirl spaghetti like people would
to cut
do
spaghetti.
With, you know, Italian spaghetti. You slice it into little sections and then...
And it was...
Delicious.
Delicious is what I was going to say.
Look, I love poutine.
Poutine is so... That makes sense.
I love...
poutine new listeners that don't know what poutine is... Fries is Canadian. Hi, I'm Canadian. I love this. I love that. Episode 41, I've decided this is when the new listeners are coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Fries, cheese curds,
mm-hmm.
delicious, delectable cheese curds, fresh as day, organic, and gravy.
Which?
On top.
Might I just say,
is melts the cheese.
So similar. To Skyline. You have a nice carby base. You have
spaghetti
cheese.
And meat, spaghetti and chili.
And then you
chili
have like a meaty sauciness in there.
Because you have fries with gravy, right?
I've never had that until...
That's a thing.
I've never had that.
What?
I haven't had fries with gravy until I had poutine.
You don't dip your fries in gravy sometimes?
No. Where would I do that?
That's... I don't know. That's a thing people do. Swiss Chalet?
In Canada.
God. Okay. Well, that's right.
I like Bigos.
Bigos was
Polish.
Polish. For highly new listeners, I'm Polish. You just don't do that. Bigos is a fermented cabbage, pickled cabbage, kind of like different sort of sausages, kielbasa, meats, bacon. And
it's
it
yummy.
Kind of sits and is warm, like a warm Polish dish. That's kind of crazy.
Like
I think it's
warm,
like keto.
Polish
it's
going
to be like, it's really good. And but anyways, I give Skyline Chili a 7 out of 10. Okay, fine. A 6. A 7. I don't want to hurt your feelings.
A 6 7. Is okay. I can accept that.
Yeah. Just because... The wetness really threw me.
It's okay. She wasn't ready for the wet. she wasn't.
I don't
ready
want it to be dry,
wet.
But I definitely don't want it to be wet.
Yeah, I feel that. And I hear that.
Yes. And you hear that and you feel. Then, what were you going to say? Go ahead.
Nothing. You go ahead.
I was going to say.
This is your experience.
Then, yes, it did make my tummy hurt. I like the little crackers at the beginning.
Mm.
That's what I really liked.
Mm-hmm.
They're like these like, they look like crackers you would put in soup.
It's called oyster crackers.
That's right. Oyster crackers.
Yep.
So why do you eat them before?
I don't know. It's just always been a thing. What does piss me off a little bit is that they used to just have a giant like thing of them, like a big, big, big bag that they put in this metal tin that was at the like, you know, server's POS station. And then they would just take that little tiny little bowl that it comes in and just scoop it up and put it on the table. Now it comes in like a pre-bagged thing because of COVID and all this shit that I don't like.
Oh.
The OG way is they just scoop up some crackers in a bowl and they put them at the table.
Well, maybe it's better for like staleness as well.
No, because they were stale. The ones in the bag.
Were they?
They were.
I didn't think they were that stale.
They were stale.
Mine weren't. You know, it's probably better for the earth to just to, for all of them to come in plastic.
A little plastic baggie.
Yeah.
That is probably good for the earth.
Speaking of the earth, then we went to the museum, mm-hmm. Cincinnati Museum. And we
Union Terminal, Cincinnati Museum.
Unreal.
Center.
It's gorgeous.
Train station. Still operate Amtrak out of there.
Yeah.
So it's a train station and a museum.
And also I loved Cincinnati as a city, may I say. May I give my review?
Yes.
Historical.
Yes.
Bigger than I thought. Way bigger than I thought.
Yes.
I really enjoyed it. I thought it was very like lush in this nice way. Gorgeous, surrounded by forest and trees and creeks and, but then had a lot of like, it's a very park heavy city.
Oh yeah, big time.
Yeah.
You know who's from there and doesn't rep it at all?
Who?
Tom Segura.
No fucking way.
Yeah. To be fair, 1730, he moved when he was like 12.
Okay, you can't be, yeah.
But still, come on. 0 to 12 years old, you've got to have some sort of, you got to have some sort of history there. You got to have some love for the city.
Where did he move to?
I don't know. Florida? I don't know.
Who else is from Cincinnati that's famous?
George Clooney, Sarah Jessica Parker, Nick Lachey.
Wait, these are big, these are heavy hitters.
Yeah. Well, George Clooney,
do they talk about it?
I think is from like across the river, but kind of like maybe reps Cincy a little bit. I don't know. I do know that Sarah Jessica Parker is heavy Cincy.
Like, wow.
Yeah, like went to high school, all of it. Same with Nick Lachey.
Did your mom know Sarah Jessica Parker?
No. I don't think so. But that's pretty cool, right?
Nick Lachey.
Cincinnati, stand up.
Yeah, that's a great one. Wow. Okay.
So we were at the OmniMax. We saw a documentary in the OmniMax Theater at the Museum Center, which is a big...
Sky Dome. We have two in Toronto. You're like, there's only... You acted like there was like three in the world and there are two just in Toronto.
Well, not two OmniMax. You have OmniMax and then you have the Cinesphere, which is not OmniMax. It's different. Same concept. Same concept maybe, but OmniMax is a brand. It's like IMAX.
Oh, wow.
You know? It's like you can have a big screen, but it's not IMAX.
No, yeah. Okay.
And there's very few of them.
No, yeah, yeah.
Truly.
No, I'm getting a lot, yeah.
It's a big deal.
There's so what did we see, Kyle?
We saw blue whales, Return of the Giants. Maybe Return of the Gentle Giants was the subtitle. And blue whales are making a comeback. We love them. They're the biggest creatures on this planet. Prehistoric, roamed with the dinosaurs, I think. And
they roamed with the dinosaurs.
Yep. And they're big and they are huge. And
sorry, I have to cut you off. Last episode, I said, I think we're going to Europe, or like, I guess we're not going to Europe about England. Like, I said something about, and I know that.
What? You said that?
God, we're going on tour. I know that England and Ireland are in Europe.
Yes.
I just needed to say that. They're not in the European, or sorry, England's not in the European Union.
Yeah.
That's what I, okay?
Did you say that in the last episode?
I don't know, but someone commented it and I got insecure and I just want you to know that.
Let's do this real
quick. I've been to Europe fucking 80 times, bro.
Let's do this real quick.
Oh, I'm so fucking cultured. Okay, go ahead.
Let's do this real quick. Ready? Episode 41! Woo!
Okay.
Guys, we are going on
tour.
A little mini tour. We're going to the UK. We're going to overseas.
Yep.
As well as to Ireland. And
maybe somewhere else too.
Because, you know, Dublin is not a part of the United Kingdom.
Yes.
Which we know. And yeah, we're going overseas.
Which we clearly know. Listen, I knew that.
Yeah.
Okay? I knew that.
Duh. And so we are going there and we are doing shows. They have already sold out the first two. More are being added. Mm-hmm, if you have not, if you're listening and you're over there and you're like, oh, I wanted a ticket, then you should get one.
You can't be fun.
Then you should get one.
You can't be doing that.
And we're going in September. It's going to be probably nice as heck over there in September. Not too hot.
Rainy.
You think?
Yes, it's always rainy.
Great. I'll bring my umbrella. And aside from that, we have our show at Bell House.
Which might be sold out at this moment too, but maybe. Check.
But it's this week.
Definitely check.
And what else? Hey, hit the subscribe button. Hit the like button. Hit the notification.
Do all those bell. Things.
Comment something nice and happy and friendly
down
below. We have
a Patreon with bonus episodes and that's it.
If you want to see a bonus episode where we talk more about the other things that you don't get to see here, then go to Patreon and say hey and subscribe to that.
And say, hello, I'm a baby. I like the podcast.
Okay, that's right. And also, if you're on Spotify, you can comment now too, I think, or something like that. It's crazy. There's so many different things that you can do in this world of this type of media.
And you know what, and guys, like, can I say this? And guys, it really helps us out. And guys, it really helps us out.
When what?
If you could just give us like 5 stars on Spotify or like subscribe to our channel. Like, guys, it really helps us out.
And if you hit the like button.
Hit the like button too, guys, because it really helps us out.
Smash that motherfucking like button. Say it.
And smash that motherfucking like button, guys, because it really
helps
us out.
Okay. Great.
And scene.
Okay, so here's the thing. We started this episode off. I said I was. You said
my
I'm
ass,
feeling good.
My
said,
ass.
I'm the, feeling
the,
good.
My ass.
Yeah, your ass.
Eating these shorts.
Okay. So I said, you said I'm feeling good, and I was like, oh yeah, you know me.
And now you
flip. Summertime sadness. No, but I'm gonna make myself flip right now.
Okay.
Because the energy was a bit low. I'm gonna.
I'm feeling good.
For me, it was low.
Okay. So does this help if I do this?
And so I'm going to go like this. And that just got the bat out just by doing that.
Perfect. So wait, go
and
back
I
to
go,
the...
Woo! I'm sorry about that. The mic fell over because I clapped really loud. I took my lion's mane. Maybe it's kicking in already. Maybe that's not how it works. Maybe that's not how it works.
I like you being emo as hell and then wearing a denial of existence. Yeah. Wearing a denial of existence shirt. Okay, go back to the
denial of existence.
No.
You could have never wished this upon me. Yeah, because I got like 20 gallons of water that is, and I'm sipping it. And I'm on the podcast and we ripping it and we going back and forth. Yeah, we chilling shit. What's up?
Go back to the whales. Sounds.
So whales, big blue whales, blue whales, so here's the deal, you guys. For many, many, many a year, people were doing something bad. They were whaling, okay, you guys? They were killing the blue whales. Mm-hmm. And these whales, they were using for their whale blubber, which has oil, mm-hmm. or can be used to something about oil. Anyway, didn't mm-hmm. get that part.
Because mm-hmm. you fell asleep for...
I fell asleep for 10 minutes, maybe. Yeah. And like this. And here's the thing,
and
you
your
guys.
Your sister did too.
Whaling.
And I was in between you guys and I was like...
Whaling has kind of been banned globally, which I don't really understand how that works because different countries have different rules. But supposedly it's been...
Well, because they took out 98% of the species.
But who's in charge of that? Who's in charge of the globe to say that you're not allowed to whale anymore?
Somebody.
You know what I mean?
Somebody.
Someone help us out in the comments.
You can't be doing that.
So
98% of whales were
blue
taken
whales.
Out
blue
by
whales.
This,
by
hunting,
whalers.
By all these things. So they had nowhere to go. Was it global warming? No, not this time.
Was it global warming?
Not this time. So, but anyways, so truly there was like over 300,000 or so, mm-hmm. or something like that. And now there's 15,000
mm-hmm.
blue whales, I think.
Something like that.
Something like that. And basically, they were known to be in specific parts of the world. They're no longer there. So they're trying to find like a new home, these mm-hmm. blue whales. And what I liked about the documentary was that it was actually, you know how like for a while there when you're in school, like when we were younger, like, I don't know. I just find like there's so many documentaries that are like, yep. And they're now going extinct. Unless you donate to this place. This one was like, oh, they're coming back. Like,
yep.
Like there's now
we get in whales.
You know what, fucked me up too? What? Whales live for like as long as humans. Like over 80 years old. Kind of like that's our average.
Is that what they said? That's it?
Yes.
I expected then, those things to live for like 200 years.
No.
Okay.
And like over 80 years.
Okay.
And like they have like one or two kids a year, like, or sorry, one or two kids like in their lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was like, oh shit, that's real.
That's why it's like tough to
yeah, you can't be
them.
Doing that stuff. So anyways, but it basically was like a hopeful one where it was like at the end that we are doing a good job and that like they're, you know, coming back, I wouldn't say at a rapid rate, but like, we're seeing an increase in the blue whale.
I want to know what it looks like when two of those things mate.
I have thought about that.
I was thinking they would show it. I was thinking we would have captured some visuals.
No, that's the thing. They don't capture really anything because they go so deep. So really the only thing they're capturing are at the top. When they're at the top, when they're coming up for air, for all these things, when they're like eating. But usually they eat down low. Sometimes they eat up top. I think you were asleep during this part that it was a rare moment that there was like a bunch
that.
Of plankton.
All the krill.
Krill, sorry.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, and that was at the top. But yeah. And then it pooped.
And it pooped red.
Pooped red, red, red.
Yep. And then what does the poop do?
The poop helps the krill.
How?
Feeds them.
By generating?
Fertilizing the ocean.
With
you
said it before.
Plankton.
Phytoplankton. Good.
So,
very good. You
there
pass.
We go.
A plus.
And... basically, I just liked that. That was like, I truly was watery-eyed the whole time. I love the ocean.
Yeah, I hit a couple of those.
What?
I hit a couple of those. A couple
yeah,
of
what moments?
Watery eyes. A couple of moments. When they were in so there was the one group who was like, oh yeah, they're going to see some whales for sure. Because they always see them. They're like trying to tag them, whatever. And there was the one group who was like, we want to see, like we're out here hoping that we can get some evidence that there are whales out here. They weren't even banking on seeing one. Mm-hmm. And then when they saw one.
They saw two.
They were really stoked.
They saw two.
Yeah, with the baby.
No.
Yeah.
No.
They saw the one and then the baby, I thought.
No, they saw two. One on each side. The other woman in Mexico, because that's where they're migrating to
she
as
saw
well.
The baby.
She saw five babies that year. And she hadn't seen a baby in 5 years and saw five in 1 year.
It's pretty epic.
It was epic. I was like...
Let's bring back the blue whale.
Speaking of ins and outs.
Let's bring back the blue whale.
Can they come back this time? Let's bring back the blue whale. lake and killing them is a crime.
Beautiful. Beautifully done.
So the thing is, ins and outs. Connery, cue the music. Ins. Blue whales. Ding. Ins.
Oh, are blue whales in? You might have to do that again.
Ins. Blue whales.
Blue whales are in.
They are.
And we're loving that.
Okay, this is crazy. This is a Connery fact. Connery told
us. Well, hold
this.
On.
What?
Are we doing ins and outs?
I'm doing another in.
Oh, okay.
Dinky.
Sorry.
Fuck. Whatever. Okay. Connery told us this fact today on the phone. The woolly mammoth is about 10 years from being de-extinct. So we're bringing back the woolly mammoth.
So that's
bring it back this time. Bring back the
woolly
mammoth.
Well, hold on a second.
And don't killing it is a crime.
So you're telling me that's an in. Woolly mammoths are in.
De-extinction.
De-extinction is in.
Is in.
And that's when it goes.
Bing.
Okay. See, I'm going to have to ask you a question.
But don't
about
bring
that.
Back the dinosaurs. I want to stay alive. Please.
Well, okay. So did we not? Okay.
Actually, I don't know. Would you? What's your answer?
Well, here's my thing. Okay. I'm going to say. I don't know if they're pretty dangerous, I feel like, the woolly mammoth. No?
Yes. I do think it's.
So did we not learn anything from Jurassic Park? Are they not going to come and fuck our shit up?
Girl, I don't know. I am on the I don't know team, which is how sick would that be? How about we bring back just like the. I was going to say the omnivores, but no.
What about
the vegetarian ones?
Yeah. What if we brought.
Which
back-
one's vegetarian? Carnivore, omnivore, and. You looked at me as if I was stupid, and now nope. I'm recognizing you don't know either.
I don't know. I didn't look at you like that. I was looking at you like shit.
Omnivores both. Yeah. They eat both.
They eat everything.
And people are screaming at their laptops.
Let's call this.
What is it?
We're going to look it up,
no,
I guess.
No, come on. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Stop. We both know this word.
I don't know it.
Yes, we do. We learned this in school. 40 years ago when I was in school. Omnivores, carnivores, and herbivores.
Yeah, there we go. Herbivores.
Okay, so.
So you want to bring back.
So as you were typing your little comment, oh, am I listening to two stupid people talk? You are. And we don't claim to know shit, and we don't claim to do it. We're just doing our best, and that's all I'm trying to do.
I want to bring back the flying ones, the pterodactyls.
See, that's the shit I'm scared of.
But
you're walking and then just.
Imagine you just see that. You're walking through the city. You're in New York and then you just look up and you're like, oh shit, it's a pterodactyl. What the fuck? Yo, it's a pterodactyl.
And you're saying it really quietly like that?
Like this. Yo, what the fuck? There's a fucking pterodactyl. Yo, what the fuck is that? Someone get it. Like that kind of. See, I'm going to have to say, okay. I don't know much about this de-extinction. Should we pull up the article? Should we look at it
sure.
to determine whether or not we think it's a good thing or a bad thing? Because that kind of scares me. I think, you know, we made a movie about this.
Because they're big.
We made a movie about this.
They're really, really, really big, those guys. How big, Kyle?
Big. Oh, okay. So here we go.
Okay, you can read it now. Go ahead.
Okay, so there is a company in Dallas called Colossal Biosciences. The woolly mammoth was a big, shaggy species of elephant that roamed the tundra before going extinct thousands of years ago. Colossal company is working to bring the mammoth, the dodo bird, and other extinct species, so not just the woolly mammoth, back to life using the latest cloning and genetic engineering techniques. And now the company says scientists have for the first time created induced pluripotent stem cells for the mammoth's closest living relative, Asian elephants. The company described that in a scientific paper posted on BioRxiv preprint server.
This shit's fucking me up a bit.
It's in progress. A stepping stone from modern elephant to mammoth. The achievement is still far from the ultimate goal for creating herds of giant hairy beasts roaming in the wild again. But Church says it's a major step. This is the kind of like asking Neil Armstrong if he plans to go to Mars. Kind of misses the point. He just landed on the moon on Apollo 11. Not just, brother, man. That was years and years and years ago. And potentially,
they haven't done it again. Riddle me that. They haven't done it again. Riddle me that.
Potentially didn't even happen, so we don't even know what's up with that. Anyway,
it's
okay.
It's a joke.
So they're trying. They're doing something. Okay. And this is my other question.
Could you look up if woolly mammoth is... They're definitely carnivores.
It opens up
they're
new possibilities for conserving species, genetic diversity, preventing extinction, and contributing to the sustainability of species.
You ever seen the movie Ice Age?
There's an enormous potential, of course.
Love that movie.
Okay, so I was going to ask, what good is it? Why are we spending all this time just to try to bring an animal that once existed back to life? But answered here, that it opens up new possibilities for conserving species, genetic diversity, preventing extinction, and contributing to the sustainability of species.
Okay.
So you know what? Fuck it. It's in. It's in for me too.
But just remember what happened in Jurassic Park.
Yep. I've got an in.
Okay.
This is like a double in because it's there's two different types of people. But, well, I'll just explain. Okay. In is the octopus gamepad that comes in some Ubers.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And that's in that if you're an Uber driver, get that shit that's on so your fun. Headrest.
You're right.
And if you're an Uber passenger or Lyft, play that game.
But I have to press it really hard. The so trivia. My Uber driver's heads always go like this because I'm like this.
Well, typically it's on like the passenger side. But I really love the photo trivia game and something that's cool and is a goal of mine in 2024, which is going to be tough because I'm going to have to...
You only got a few
ride
months left.
A lot of Lyfts and Ubers to do this, yeah. But every day that Octopus app, the iPad thing, whatever the fuck it's called, it collects the data nationally of every
so
other
a high
pad.
Score.
So there's high scores, and if you get the high score of the day, every single day, they give out a $25 Amazon gift card
for Ubers.
What?
Can you spend it on Ubers?
No, it's Amazon. Oh. It's an Amazon gift card.
Can you spend it on an Uber?
Nope. You can get Amazon something on Amazon with it. You might be able to get an Uber gift card on Amazon. But okay. My goal of 2024 is to win
with it.
That.
Because that would make more sense, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it? Just getting an Uber gift card in an Uber. That wasn't so crazy to say, right? They hate you. They hate you. No, they don't. Yes, they do. No, they don't.
You okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Sorry. Yeah, it's a third-party private company, so it's not run by Uber or Lyft. It's right. Just something that Uber drivers can add to their vehicle to upgrade their experience a little bit for their passengers.
Do you want to know what I want for my birthday? Coming up October 29th, Scorpio Queen.
What do you want?
An iPad.
What kind of iPad? Like the iPad Pro? Like the one where you can like use the pencil and you can draw and stuff?
Maybe.
Or do you just want one so you can like watch stuff on it, like in your bed or something?
Is there a woman in between?
I don't know.
I'll answer later. But
there's
yeah.
The iPad and there's the iPad Pro.
Because I want, theoretically, to write on stuff would be really fun.
My hat's been sideways.
But also... Maybe the Pro. How much is a Pro? How much
no
are
idea.
iPads?
I would say, this is my guess, base range.
Can I Google?
Yeah, but I'm gonna say base range $300. I'm gonna say top of the line iPad $1,200.
Really?
Yeah, that's my
is
guess.
Is it gonna be like, remember when MP3 players and all those things were so expensive and now they're like $2.
Yeah.
It's gonna be like that.
My first iPod, the iPod Mini, the little blue one with the rounded edges. I want to say it was like $250. I didn't think that was too bad.
Jesus.
What are we looking at?
The Pro is $900.
Yeah.
What the heck?
What about the regular one? I also think they maybe have an iPad mini. Maybe I'm wrong.
Oh, they have a Pro miniature version. That's what I would want.
And how much is that?
What the heck, you guys?
How much is that?
1 second. iPad Pro Miner.
iPad Pro Miner.
400.
400 bucks.
Yeah.
The iPad Pro Mini.
I think.
Okay.
600 is what
600 bucks.
Saying.
Okay. So guys, the GoFundMe link is in the bio to get Veronica an iPad Mini for her birthday.
I want to watch TV in bed.
GoFundMe link is in the
bio. I don't have a TV in my apartment.
Is in the description.
And I was thinking like reading scripts, like reading articles. Speaking of reading scripts, I found out that I didn't get a role today.
Crap.
Because Demois posted that Madeline Klein and other models, the one girl from High School Musical, basically I auditioned for this film. I won't say anything about it because I can't. But I was in for this film. And then they ended up hiring a bunch of models, like Riverdale-esque people. And I go to, and I think to myself, why did I spend time sending in a tape? Memorizing the lines. If they knew what they wanted, why look at a bruised, hairy peach when you can get a beautiful watermelon?
Bruised, hairy peach, beautiful watermelon.
Why look at a 7-Eleven ice cream, drumstick ice cream, when you can go and have gelato? $10 gelato straight from Italy. I quit.
Hey.
What? Okay.
What are you doing?
Anyways, what did you learn?
Hey. What are you doing? Don't beat yourself up. Don't beat yourself up.
So, did you learn? So, I think you learned something about me this weekend. My new secret skill.
Oh, what? Ping pong?
Yes.
Even though I whopped.
You didn't whop.
I whopped on you. Whop, whop, whop. That's some wet ass ping pong.
Did you, was I, no, tell me what you thought.
Okay.
Honestly.
You were decent. No, you were good. You were good at ping pong.
No,
shockingly.
No, you can say decent. I want the real answer. Like Skyline, this is an open conversation.
You're good. But I wasn't shocked by that because I've seen you play other racket sports, pickleball, and you're good at that too. And even though it's bigger, it's on a bigger thing, whatever, court versus table.
But you were not good at pickleball. But you were good at ping pong.
I was. It just took me a second.
Okay.
But you've played ping pong before.
Yeah.
I've never played pickleball.
That's true. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't surprised that you were decent at it.
Thank you.
You had some trouble adapting to your surroundings. One side has more space and you're able to move a little more. The other side has far less space.
And weights and plants.
And you did far better on the side where you had more space.
Yeah.
Overall, I'd say if I'm like a 7.3 out of 10, I would say that you're like a 6.9.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow, thank you.
Yeah.
That means a lot.
And I'm not saying I'm a 7.3. I'm saying if I'm a 7.3 out of 10.
Yeah.
Comparatively, you would be like a 6.9.
It was like, it wasn't easy to beat me.
No. I was nervous a little bit. Like I had to I had a couple comebacks, right? Come back.
You had to really come back. Interesting.
Which is when we are to announce that Veronica and I are going to be entering
the Olympics
as ping pong
I love that. That is so like, every time I watch Olympics, I go, how old are they? Okay. Yeah, I could so do that. In 4 years, if I just quit my job and just like go to the gym, like if I, like I get a trainer, like I really, it's been a secret dream of mine to be in the Olympics.
Who do you root for?
What do you mean?
Poland or Canada?
Both.
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 Okay.
And now, and the just the underdog. If there's a good story, mm-hmm. I'm so in.
Oh yeah.
That gentleman who won the 200 meter.
David Popovici. I'm not sure if that was exactly, but it's something that was pretty like that.
Of Romania?
Yeah.
Incredible swimmer.
Mm-hmm. Loves burgers.
Loves burgers.
Yeah.
And then the American rich bully. Don't know who that is. Like, so basically it was like the 200 meter backstroke.
Was it the backstroke?
Butterfly? Or just regular?
I think it was just the...
No, it was this.
Oh yeah. Whatever that one is. Yeah, it's not butterfly though.
Was that it?
I don't know what that one's called. Yeah, I think it was.
No way.
Yeah.
I don't know. We have to check this. So we're watching and he's like this, like the, just like the cutest kid and practices at like a public pool in Romania. And then like, he's like kind of scrawny too. You know what I mean? Like doesn't look like, a lot of these guys are like buff, like
oh yeah,
Michael Phelps vibes.
Yeah.
And he's just kind of like, yeah, like I still live at home and he could move somewhere, but he just like likes being home. And
he loves burgers.
And he loves burgers. Is it Water Daddy? Daddy Chlorine.
Chlorine Daddy.
Chlorine Daddy's his
Instagram. Instagram. That's one thing I've noticed. They all have some sort of like, lot of these stories were from people who now have some sort of social media following. Like our guy Flippin' Freddy.
Yeah, I mean everyone.
Freddy Flips, who's incredible. Freddy Flips. Y'all know Freddy Flips.
Chlorine Daddy.
USA was only able to...
Yeah,
secure
Romania.
The bronze in men's gymnastics, but that's okay.
And he wins gold and there's like this like all-American guy right beside him and he won't dab him up.
I know.
That
sore
really
ass loser.
Fucking, I was watching
sore
that and I was like,
loser.
This kid, probably a kid, looked like a bully from an American like movie or something. And I was just so mad.
Yeah.
I was like, he did eventually, but I was like, like
it does,
just won.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It does have to suck. Imagine.
What, losing?
You get that once every 4 years.
Once
every 4 years.
And then he won
silver? You get
there.
Oh,
boo-hoo.
No, but for real, you get there and you're so set. You're like, I need to win that gold. And then you go, I don't even know if the American guy won silver.
I think he did.
But either way. And mm-hmm. then you start and you go in. And you just don't get it. And then the first thing that would go through my mind, unfortunately, is,
yeah.
Okay.
Fuck this kid.
I'll be back in 4 years.
If that.
You know what I mean?
A lot of these people are like 29. And that's like so old. Crazy.
So it's just
what
crazy
I did
that
love,
it all leads up to that one thing. Like the,
no,
we're talking
but
about
you
the gymnastics?
What?
The gymnastics
that's
kid?
What I mean. Yeah. Those kids... Okay.
But then they crushed.
They crushed and they won third place and they were so excited about it.
But there was another team.
They were like crying.
Of course.
They're young though. They're like 20.
Of course.
But the American boys, gentlemen's.
Men's.
Gymnastics team. So cute. They were all like, they all had their thing and they all like crushed it. And we're so, so excited for each other. And they ended up winning bronze. And like, it was
USA.
It was so cute. There's like this one guy with like glasses and he was just kind of sitting and was trying not to get like distracted by everybody else.
Steven.
Then Steven got on and he crushed and then they picked him up. And it was like, there was just such joy.
Yeah.
I remember the announcer was like, I hope everyone gets to experience this kind of joy in their life at some point. And I was like, fuck yeah. That's why I love the Olympics.
Yeah. It's pretty sick.
It's that. You get to see people like just and see like their parents in the sidelines and like
I
cry. It's so beautiful.
Still don't really understand how all these people from around the world are able to all come to one city, where the fuck is everybody staying?
They get put up.
I know, but where?
They plan this out.
I know, but it's
like
crazy.
The one in four years is going to be in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
It's planned. It is built. There are things built for this 4 years prior.
Of course. You have all the people that are competing.
Or even more.
You have all of the people. You have all of their families. Yeah. Then you have the people that just want to go and watch the Olympics.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, of course.
It's
I know.
A lot of people in a city at one time.
There's planning for all this. But yeah.
I love the Olympics. All right. Should we play this game?
Yeah.
Do you want to explain it?
Okay. So I thought of this game. And it's basically making songs for
a theme song.
A theme song for a movie. And Derm's going to hit that fucking piano. You know he is.
Veronica has prepared a song or a movie
for
me
for you
that I don't know.
Yeah.
And I have prepared a song for Veronica.
Completely improvised.
Or prepared a movie for Veronica that she doesn't know. So I'm going to go first, meaning that you have to sing first.
What?
Yep.
Okay, fine.
Your movie.
Why do you have to look in your notes? It's one movie.
For the drama.
Okay.
Okay. Your movie is Lost in Translation.
Oh, God. Okay.
Do you need a recap or you're ready to...
No, the Tokyo?
Mm-hmm.
No. Okay. Time ticks. Time stops, don't know, 'cause I'm lost. Can you repeat that? I can't keep a secret. Bill Murray and Scarlett Johansson starring Lost in Translation. She's married but she doesn't love her husband, and he is only on vacation. An actor, a photographer, who is famous and he can't find happiness. And she is a lovely lady. I think she was only 17 when they filmed it. She is lost in translation.
Wow, that's pretty good. Bill Murray is an actor in it. He's a washed up actor.
That's what he said.
No, but her husband is a photographer.
No, I was thinking Bill Murray, so I was right.
Oh, I thought you were talking about her husband.
No, so I was kind of right.
Okay, you were right. But you said her husband. I heard her husband's photographer.
No, it doesn't matter.
Okay. Her husband's a photographer. Bill Murray's washed up actor. Yeah.
Pretty good.
That was good.
Okay.
That was good. I'm nervous.
And she wears a pink wig and she has underwear.
She was 17 when they filmed that, which is really crazy. She doesn't look 17.
Zoom in on my face, Connor, right here.
Okay.
Ready? Your movie is a movie we've recently seen.
Okay.
Inside Out 2.
You know what's insane?
You were going to do that.
I almost picked that for you.
I had a feeling we were going to do the same movie. Okay.
What's her name in the movie?
I don't remember a single thing.
Her name is...
Joy?
No, Joy is the feeling inside of her brain. Let me just look this up really quickly.
Maxine. No, damn it. What is it? I have the same thing. I'm like, who is that?
Her name is... Her name is... Shit. Her name is... Riley.
Okay, go. Okay.
And
yep.
This is kind of crazy. Didn't know this.
Uh-huh.
Guess who did the voice of Anxiety in that movie? You know that Joy is Amy Poehler? You knew that?
Yeah.
Okay. You know that Sadness is Phyllis Smith from The Office?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, don't tell me. Tell me.
Maya Hawke.
Oh.
Was Anxiety.
No way.
And then guess who was Envy?
Who?
Ayo.
No way.
Yeah. No idea. Okay.
I had no idea either.
Here we go.
Io.
Io?
I think so.
Whatever. Ayo, Io.
Ayo?
People say my name wrong all the time.
Ayo. Okay. Okay.
Okay. O'Reilly is just a girl. She's growing up and she's feeling squirrely. She doesn't know what's going on in her brain. Suddenly she wakes up feeling kind of crazy. What's that feeling? She doesn't know, but it's anxiety. And well, her friends are going to a different school, and yeah, she doesn't feel all that cool when she goes to play hockey, yeah. Because she sees a girl who's rad, and she doesn't know how to tell her dad that she's feeling all these new feelings. And suddenly joy goes away, and sadness, anger, all them too, they go away, and all that's left is anxiety and envy. They control her brain for now.
Whole movie, doing the whole movie.
They control her brain for now. She doesn't know how to feel right now. But what happens when all the emotions work together? They all hold hands one by one. And then when Riley sees the sun, she knows that all she wants to feel is some joy. All the emotions come right back. Then she gets on the ice and attacks. If you haven't seen the movie by now, then it's spoiled for you. And she learns how to cope with these new emotions and the trees. Cause that is Riley, and what's next? Inside Out 3. Thank you.
Great. You did the whole movie.
Mm-hmm. Just about.
It was supposed to be a theme song, like for the trailer of it. But I really
loved
that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's just the movie as a song.
Okay, let us know if we do that again, or if we never talk about it and we never do this again.
We're gonna do something that we haven't done in a very long time.
Q&A?
And we're gonna go to Q&A. So Connery, cue the motherfucking music.
Let's do one question.
Two questions. But I already looked at them ahead of time. There's two that we're gonna do. Okay. Okay. Oh my gosh. Guys, if you want to ask a question, head over to the Patreon. You can see there's a chat, and in the chat, you can submit a question that you answer. We'll answer it live here right on the podcast. Okay. Maddie wants to know, do you guys watch the film projects you're in? How do you guys react when you watch yourself? I'm the main actress in a short film, and every time I watch it, I automatically criticize myself. Ah, emojis. That's the ah emojis. Do you have any advice on how to be less critical to yourself when watching projects you're in?
Yes. When I watch it, I go, yep. I go, awesome, 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 beautiful. Oh my God, she is absolutely divine and perfect. Yeah, I definitely criticize myself. I don't know.
Something
it's
flipped
such a weird
for me.
Relationship, yeah.
Recently, where I used to be the exact same way. Anytime we would screen a short or whatever, especially like with people around, I'm watching it and there's other people also watching it, I would have to like leave the room.
Yeah.
Completely. I just couldn't do it. And then I think because of the screenings and doing it so often and like watching things at like a family gathering, like my parents want to pull something up and we watch it. For whatever reason, something just completely flipped where I almost watch it now and I don't even realize or think that it's me. I've like separated myself from a lot
of
things.
Well, that's just crazy.
No, I don't think so.
Well, that's just insane.
Like I'm like watching it and being, not that I don't know that it's me. Like I know that's obviously me, but I don't remember the things that I was thinking or the things that I was doing when we were shooting it.
Yeah.
And because of that, I feel like I'm able to separate myself from it, if that makes sense. I don't know. I used to be really like, I just couldn't do it. I couldn't watch it. And now I don't mind. I'm also not like, yes, there I am on the screen. Like, I'm not excited about it either. It's just like watching anything.
A lot of people, most actors, I think, don't watch themselves.
That is true.
I have an okay relationship with it where I'm just like, that was the best I could do at that moment. And if I... And if I don't like it, then I just have to get better.
Sure.
Is that a fine relationship?
Yeah, I think that's fine.
I think so, right? Like, I mean, I think about like what I was doing that day and stuff like that. And it's not like I rewatch. That's the thing. But there's also been things that I'm like, that was kind of okay.
Yeah.
But it's not like I go back and watch our TikToks very often or anything like that or reels. But anyways, I know it's hard. It's not normal. And I don't think there's a right answer to that or right feeling you should have. Just whatever makes you feel okay. If you don't want to watch it, don't watch it. Next.
Okay.
Love the question though. Thank you.
This is a quick and easy one. Mm-hmm. So we're actually going to do three because this one's way too quick and way too easy. Ignore me if this has been asked, but where did the name Nevermind come from? I think we've said this before. It's from the John Mayer
song, At Your Atmosphere.
In Your Atmosphere at the end, he goes, Nevermind.
And the daily lesson, yep. Nevermind.
Okay. Would Veronica, Kyle, and Connery go to a Tony Robbins event, and walk on hot coals if the ticket was free? You know who Tony Robbins is?
No.
He's, motivational speaker.
Oh.
You've seen him. Pull up a pic real quick for you. And he does, I guess, these things where you walk on hot coals. Here's the thing for me. I'd probably pay.
To go? I could see you.
You've seen Tony Robbins before.
No, I haven't.
Really? Mm-hmm. He's a big motivational speaker.
I'd walk on hot coals.
Classic. Here's the thing about this. I'm a sucker for a little bit of like a motivational kind of thing, like self.
Yeah, I know you are.
But in a way that I know the.
In a bit of a corny way.
I know the gimmick. I know it's all for like, you know, they're just making a ton of money out here doing this thing and whatever. You don't need a motivational speaker to do any of this stuff.
No.
But for whatever reason, I can get like a little juice from it, like a little, like, just a little oomph.
Yeah.
See, my shoulders are kind of shaking here.
I get what you mean.
Just a little bit.
My answer is I would love to go. And I would pay to go to something like that as well. I just think it's like so fascinating and what a character study that would be. Really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that, like a motivational speaker going to something like that, making someone walk across hot coals to prove that they are capable of doing things that they might be afraid of or whatever his reasoning is for it. I don't know. Is not that far off from like a Wim Hof kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's not that different. They are different for sure in that Wim Hof is like a body meditation kind of experience, but it's also like there's a deeper meaning to why you do it and everything. So you know what I mean?
I do. Of course I do.
But I know I'm self-aware of the motivational videos, the motivational speakers, all that sort of thing, motivational whatever the hell's books. I'm self-aware of it, but I also, they get me. They reel me in.
Yeah.
Not on like the, me. Not on like the, like what are one of those books? That's like close the door and not give a shit. How to not give a shit.
The art of not giving a fuck.
The art of not giving a fuck.
Apparently
not that
stuff. Actually good.
But not that stuff is what I'm talking about. More right. So like I read this one that was-
The Power of Now.
Didn't read that. And maybe this isn't motivational, but I think
it
is.
Our friend loves that one.
Who?
James.
Really?
He loves The Power of Now. He sent me it.
A copy?
Yeah.
Wow. Do you have it here?
No.
Okay. This one that is called Limitless. But it's more so about just like brain health and memory tactics and things that are just good to do for your brain.
Guys, we got some people to thank.
Oh, shit.
Let's do it. Let's rip it.
Connery.
Cue that music. Zing, zing, zing.
We've been searching for days. I don't know if we'll ever find him.
Who are you talking about?
The toad. You lost him.
The toad, he's been in my pocket the whole time. The toad's been in my pocket the whole time.
What? Where is he?
Is there nothing going on in your brain? Knock, knock, knock. Okay.
Show me the toad.
Right here.
Hello. It's me, the toad.
I told you. Hi, toad.
I've simply been hiding in the pockets of the janitor.
I don't know if it's hiding because I knew you there the whole time, but I did enjoy the company.
Well, I must be going now.
Sorry if I sat on you.
Wait, no. Where is he going?
Great. Now you've lost the toad.
I lost the toad. You lost the toad.
You said he was in your pockets.
And you said that he was mean.
I never said that.
Yes, you did.
When?
You didn't.
I've never said the toad is mean. He's quite magical and powerful and has power.
Why do you even want the toad in the first place?
Because he's dangerous.
So he's not mean, but he's dangerous?
If he gets in the wrong hands, his powers can be used for evil.
Like what?
If he gets into the hands of the evil Bartholomew Spangy, then Bartholomew will use him to change everybody.
To what?
Into whatever he wants.
Into what? You should be more specific.
Into anything he wants. He could turn them into snails. He could turn them into giants.
What's not
evil? He could turn them into giants. He could turn them into trees that have no power of movement.
You speak blasphemy. You speak of lies.
No.
I don't want to be in an army with you anymore. I had the toad the whole time until you got involved.
Well, then why were we searching for him for weeks if you had him in your pocket?
We weren't searching. I told you, you just didn't listen. Like always.
I've just met you simply 2 weeks ago.
That's not just. 2 weeks is a lot of time.
So what now? What are we supposed to do then?
Go our separate ways. Sorry.
Okay.
My leash. I must be on my way. Goodbye.
Well.
Time feels different when you're not here. I know that I can only see clear.
Time feels different when you're not here. All I need from you is to steer the way, because you know the way,
because you know the way, because you know the way, and with you,
and with you,
with you,
with you, with you,
I will never ever be lost.
I will never ever be sad.
I will never ever be scared.
I will never ever be mad.
I will never ever ever ever
ever
be prepared.
You heard that.
I sang it with you.
Oh, I didn't know we were singing together. I thought we were in two separate places.
I thought we came together at the end there. We were in two separate places and then we came back.
We did, actually, yes.
Our army, they're sleeping. We have to wake them up.
Wake them one by one.
God damn it. Yes, I will. Yes. Wakey, wakey! Finn Bruce, Lucy Walker, Cox, Sarah Dahlstrom, Zan, AO People Sponsor, Aaron Ojiaro, Katie Chase, Aaron Burke, Aiden Kuhn, Adrian DeBicki, Carlotta Ottenberg, Badsick, Ashlyn, Martin LeGrand, Bedstone, Loli, Coco, Maya Babidia, Andre Sanchez, Ali, Jack Blore, Laura Strelitz, Holden McGroin, Hivemind Riley, Sophie Krenikowski, Kelly Beach, Hot Sauce Haley, Diana Kreisman, Mansa Wisa, Louis, Hannah Newsom, Daniel Vennard, Poppy Davies, Stink, Emily Faith, Willie One of One, Ben Air, Favi, Antonio Mora, Josiah, Maggie Moran, Mackenzie, Stinky L, Deals for Reels, Isabella Ferreira, DJ Calago, Sticker Girls, You the Best, Danny Manny, Mazin Ajibaria. Every time. What is it?
You got it.
No.
Let me. Abu Garbia.
Abu Garbia. Hi. Haley Nelson, Betsy, Jamie McPentagon, Adriana, the Joy Hotel is the best band in the world. Bank, Ruby, Veronica, and Kyle, Reels and Real, Friends of Real Life. Austin Fergalicious. Taylor Nania, Lily Quantinino, T-Bone Cornbread, Matthew Vendivert, Luke Sin, Megan Gooby, Grace Shannon, Ashley Falls, Rob Dog Bow Wow Wow, Savannah Luland, aka Lil Pip. So many new faces here, and I love to see all of you.
And they are awake now. And so we must find the toad. And scene.
Thank you, everybody, for listening and for tuning in.
I love watching your brain work, reading that sheet. It's truly beautiful. Because it gives me, like, the characters that you do outside of this, that you always go into. It's a real special talent that you have. Thank you guys for tuning in and for that Twitter again. And on to the next episode. And we will see you guys. And there's a bonus.
And there's a bonus episode coming up next. Goodbye.